Now the implication. The implication is a question. If God is present in everything that He gives me, has to be, otherwise I would not exist, and nothing else as if God would exist. If God puts Himself totally in everything that He gives me, how should I give myself? I should put myself wholly, wholly, put myself entirely, put myself completely in everything that I do for God. You know what a difference between two people or among a thousand people who all say, "My God, I love you." Well, remember, we began by observing the love is shown mainly in deeds and not in words. Oh, the mouthing of my love for God is so much mouthing unless I do things for God. And let's be honest. Let's be very honest. Brutally honest. God demands hard things from all of us. And the hardest thing that He wants from us is ourselves. Over the years, I have given enough retreats to employers, men owning a company, in charge of an industry. And I'm told the hardest thing to get from your employees is a full, honest 8-hour day's work. All kinds of breaks nowadays. And the secret is, as I think I've said already in this retreat, the world defines work as that which we'd rather not be doing if we could be doing something else. Hear it. You're all naturally, congenitally lazy. Do you hear me? I know. How well I know. Because I know myself. To put ourselves with our whole heart, our whole soul, and everything that we piously say we are doing for God. We're not finished. Ignatius reminds us that God not only puts Himself wholeheartedly in everything that He gives us, but God, strange language, God works and labors in the creatures that He gives us out of love for us. That's why God became man. And the official Latin translation of the word we find in English, that Jesus was, well, considered a carpenter's son. The real word is, Christ was consider the son of a workman. Father, in the official English, Latin translation of the Greek of the New Testament, Jesus was considered a forebear, and he was a workman. And now, although Christ has died, rose from the dead, and is living in a glorified humanity in heaven and on earth in the Eucharist, Christ continues working in whom, in his faithful, loving members, what we call the mystical body. We love God only as deeply and as sincerely as we roll up our sleeves and work, labor in doing the will of God. Now, the Sushipe. It depends on the retreat. Sometimes I save the Sushipe for the end of the retreat. Sometimes as though I'm putting it in the middle. And we should all know this prayer by heart. Take, O Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. Notice how the prayer begins. Take, O Lord, and receive all my liberty. Everything, in other words, everything that we give to God, all our love for God depends on the measure and degree of giving him our free will. I have to say it again. It pains me to repeat it. As Cardinal George told his fellow bishops last fall at the national meeting, he told the bishops, the United States is a partisan culture. The foundations of our nation are Protestant. And in Protestantism, as I've said before, there is no free will. As I told my Protestant students over the years, teaching them in their 6 Protestant seminaries. That's why American prisons are filled to overflowing. Why do people do what they do? Because, well, of their genes, the environment in which they've lived, and their education. That's a lie. Of course, our genes, education, and people we live with affect our conduct. Well, the heart of our conduct, shall I add the word, the heart of our misconduct is our free will. And consequently, at the heart of Christianity is that we have a free will, which will we are to surrender to God. Everything else in our lives is only as meaningful as we believe we have a free will and tell God, take, O Lord, and receive all my liberty. Won't you say that everything else follows. So let me get that. Take my memory, my understanding, my entire will. How we need to use our free will in watching our memory. Keep past sinful experiences off your mind. Keep past discouraging experiences off your mind. It will go, take my understanding. Oh, how stupid we human beings can be. I've said this so often. I'm not boring you. 90% of the books borrowed from American libraries in a given year are fiction. Take my understanding, we tell God. Make sure that our minds are in contact with reality. Because if there is anything that characterizes our American culture, it is living in a dream world, fed by the media, fed by the reading that people do. Dare I say it, fed by the laws that our nation has so sadly enacted. We tell God, take my entire will, all that I have and possess, you have given to me. Consequently, to you, O Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Well, the language I prefer, everything is thine. But let's be clear, we do have a free will. That will belongs to God. He has given us some longer period, others a shorter period. Here in His valley of tears, to use our free will in giving it back to the God from whom we received it. How do we give God the will that He gave us? By doing what pleases Him, even though, how I must say this, it may deeply pain us. And I assure you, God is very, very generous. The more generously you give to God, the more it costs you to surrender what you love and so deeply cherish. We have no less than 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit by which we will speak. God will reward you with such joy as no one on earth has a right to, except the person who completely surrenders his or her will to God. Now I keep repeating, because it is so crucially important, never, dear God, never separate pain and joy as though there cannot be that a demonic lie, as though there cannot be deep, profound joy in the midst of searing pain. How we need to hear what the church is telling us. Then, in closing the Sushipe, Why will you tell God? To you, O Lord, I return everything you have given me. I want only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. And I assure you, God will give you as much love as you give him. Say that again. God will give you as much love as you give him. Or you have been challenged in saying that. And I go back to the Old Testament and quote scripture. Oh, I love the Latin. Ego diligentes me diligo. God speaking, I love those who love me. Does God love everyone? Yes. But the more we love God, the more he will love us. And there's no greater joy on earth than to be loved. But what a difference, what a crucial difference it makes on whom we are loved by. And the key to happiness here on earth is to love God wholeheartedly, then receive his love in return. And I assure you, the joy has no equivalent this side of heaven. In fact, loving God and paying the price for loving him is a foretaste of heaven here on earth. Lord Jesus, my God, I love you. I want to love you more. Give me the grace to surrender my will to yours, to the loving you more here, and to be loved by you, as only you, my God, can love me in that endless centuries of eternity for which you have made me. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.